The Bird Show.
Morning, Amber.
Hey, good morning.
How are you today?
I'm a little angry, but that's okay. Well, I'm just trying to figure out what to do.
Well, at first opinion, without hearing the entire story, judging, I guess, is that I just don't think best friend can date the ex-husband in any circumstance at all if you guys are truly best friends.
One would think, but then I had discovered all this stuff, and it really freaked me out. So I'm just trying to figure out how this all unfolded.
Well, Bert talked about best friends. So how long has your best friend been your best friend?
Oh, we've been best friends since high school. In fact, she was in my wedding.
Okay. Oh, all right. And then how long were you married to your husband?
I think about 6 or 7 years.
Okay.
Here's the deal. We were living in Phoenix, and about a year ago, I was getting divorced. It was typical cliche, nasty divorce. As we were getting divorced, I would obviously go over to my best friend's house to be comforted, and et cetera, et cetera. And she gave me her login information to get into Facebook, because I never had a Facebook page. And I thought it was interesting that even though he and I were still going through this nasty divorce, he was still a friend on her Facebook page. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
It was, a little weird. So I eventually moved to Atlanta, which is awesome, and I would still check up using her login page on my husband.
Okay.
You're looking at who he's dating and friends with and pictures and vacations.
The new ads and exactly. The
relationship
whole,
status.
Yeah.
And, of course, it's a little addicting.
And a little unhealthy. That's not so good.
What, Facebook or just being on somebody else's?
Just following your ex-husband's life, period. Mm-hmm. I mean, he's your ex-husband for a reason.
Right.
Right, but...
Whatever.
I had these suspicions always that he wasn't, very truthful to me. And so it's interesting to see. I've caught him in, a few little lies through even things I found on his Facebook page.
But he's your ex-husband, so that's irrelevant.
Yeah, but I'm talking about even things that had happened while we were married.
Okay.
They're references.
Right.
So about 6 months ago, my best friend asked me if I was still doing it, and I said, no, not of course not, but I still was using her Facebook page. So I'm scheduled to fly out tonight to go to Phoenix to see her, and I'm supposed to get in about 8:30, and just for fun, still using her Facebook page, and as I'm there checking his stuff out, an iChat pops up from him.
All right, so he thinks he's chatting with your best friend at this point.
Yeah.
Because you're using her account.
I'm her. And it pops up, hey, what are you doing? And I could see some of the history of their messages back and forth. And one of them was confirming a date for tonight.
Oh.
And I land tonight. I'm supposed to land about 8:15. What she doesn't know is I changed my flight to land 2:30, mm-hmm. and I want to bust them on their date because it said where to meet and it had XOXO and winks and smiley faces.
Hold on one second.
What didn't you hear?
Am I missing something? Now you're going out there to visit your friend?
I'm going out to see her.
So a chat popped up confirming a date with your ex-husband before you're supposed to land.
Yes.
So she was going to go out with her ex-husband before she picks her up from the airport.
I got it.
So she changed her flight to get there early so that she could be there and then bust them during their dinner.
Okay. All right.
And
I got
she's never said anything. And once in a while, I'll say to her, I'm like, oh, have you seen Brandon lately? And, and she'll be like, no, not at all. And he's such a dirtbag and after what he did to you.
So no indication at all from her that they've had any interaction. Zero.
Zero.
And
sucks.
When you're looking at the history of these messages together, is it clear that they've been seeing each other and that this meeting tonight is really like a romantic date?
It's crystal clear because it's not like, oh, this is interesting or whatever. There's an email history in her inbox. I went to her inbox. I can see how it started. To me, what that says is, when you first start dating someone, you keep all of their messages, their voicemail messages, their emails, and she has everything. She has the entire history from the time right after I left,
Here's what I'm trying to get at, though. I want specifics on what those instant messages and some of those emails said, because you've already proven that you're a little psycho when it comes to your ex-husband anyway. So I'm wondering if there's anything in these emails or instant messages that might be innocent enough, but you're interpreting as an affair because you're just not thinking clearly because the players are who they are.
But they have a date tonight.
No, they spent the holidays together.
Ooh.
Okay.
And because there was references where he wrote, it was nice meeting your family. Oh. And then there's another one that said, I forget exactly how it was worded, but can we do it exactly what we did last night again tonight? Smiley face, heart, smiley face.
Okay, so this is a relationship, yeah, both emotional and physical at this point.
All right, so my question is, have you walked yourself through how this is all going to go down when you get there and you bust them, like, what you're going to say, what you're going to do afterwards, and how you're going to turn around and leave again?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, I
like,
don't even...
you need to rebook a flight, like, later tonight to come back home, because you don't need to be stuck in Phoenix after this disaster happens, and you're completely an emotional wreck, and then you're left, what, standing there staying at your best friend's place?
I'm not going to go back to her place. I'm going to get a hotel room where I'll call and
I agree with Jen. You got to come back to Atlanta. I don't think that you should sit there in
Phoenix. I don't
even
think you need to go. I think you just call your friend and go, hey, look, I know you have a date tonight, and you're obviously busy, so I'm not going to come visit. Click, save the ticket, go to some Florida beach or whatever.
But you know how, like, sometimes we've talked about this on the air, you need to see it with your own eyes?
Yeah.
And, you know, they could deny. But if you see it with your own eyes, then it's 100%.
But you know that you see it with your own eyes, it's not going to stop it. Your best friend is pretty much gone. I mean, I agree with Jen.
It's already gone.
It's your ex-best friend and your ex-husband.
Let these people go and cut them out of your life. Right. After whatever confrontation you want to have with them, or whatever discussion, or see it with your own eyes, or whatever, you just need the following plan. You know, do you give her back like a scrapbook of your friendship and be like, here you go, it's all yours, I don't want this anymore, turn around, get in the cab and go to the airport. Like, you need a plan of
action.
An
exit plan.
Good morning, Marcia. You're part of the Burt Show, huh?
I just want to share that after my divorce of 14 years, I consoled myself with my very, 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 very dear friend, and she was very sweet and listened to all of my problems, and I did not know until much later, was also consoling my ex-husband, and they started dating, and they kept it a secret. The bottom line is, it's none of your freaking business.
Uh-oh. Oh,
these are grown adults, and they can do what they want, and all I can say is that people have different relationships. People work differently together. And after I found out, I told them, bless you both. If you can make this work, then bless you both.
No. She's a bigger person to be able to forgive and let go like that.
I couldn't do that.
That's really, really amazing.
I know it sounds that way, but I think people talk themselves into thinking they're that way. I think it's very difficult for a person to actually
do that. It's probably healthy. I mean, if you can do it, I'm sure it's very healthy for you to go, that was part of the past. I'm going to cleanse.
No,
I'm going to be the bigger person.
And
but I think there are very few people that
strength.
Can actually do that.
Very few.
I have one really good friend of mine who is so forgiving. She would honestly be the only person I know that would actually be able to do that and let it go and really, truly in her heart, be forgiving and truly want the best for them.
I don't admire that. I got to be honest with you.
I do.
I do too.
I don't.
I think if it's me and I find myself in this situation, I'm doing exactly what you're doing. I got to go see it with my own eyes. And then when I do see it, that's it. I sever both relationships. They never happen.
Even though you read about it clearly in exchange between the two of them, you still need to look at it.
I think I'd have to see
and
it.
And I think most women would. Closure.
I'm not a woman. Just by the way.
I mean, Wendy.
Bert, you're my best girlfriend.
What an honor.
No, I think most women would. I mean, it's the whole closure thing.
Bert's like, I know what you're saying.
Our eyes to finally have closure about it.
What's her name?
Her name is Amber.
Hey, Amber, are you listening to any of this? Is this like computing with you?
It's not. I just am still seeing red right now because I'm so angry, and I want her to look me in the eyes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, this is why women need to.
Well, I agree with it, Wendy. It's closure because you get mad enough to where you can walk away. Because for a lot of women, it takes you going to the edge to be able to finally cut it loose. But I so agree with Jen about booking an exit flight. Mm-hmm. You cannot stay in Phoenix tonight.
And do you have any close girlfriends who are your actual friends that can know your plan and know what you're doing? Or your mom, maybe, or like somebody? And you need a go-to person to call, somebody in your life that you can depend on. Or just somebody she can be on the phone with.
Somebody just to emotionally lean on after that, because that's going to be a pretty strong night right there. Well, Amber, let's talk to you either tomorrow if you're back here or on Monday and find out if you actually went or you stayed or you saw it with your own eyes and how they all handled it, okay?
I'm definitely going, and I'm gonna walk in. I'm in shock.
I'm so sorry.
For whatever reason, sometimes we have people on here, and I don't believe they're gonna actually do what they tell us they're gonna do. But you have the fire in your voice. I think it's gonna happen.
Mm-hmm. All right, I'll definitely keep you guys posted.
Thanks, but I like your exit strategy.
Like, have a plan. Because I didn't have a plan.
I'll fly up to Vegas.
There you go.
That's it. You know what? Vegas is built for situations like this.
The Burt Show.